This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed. Silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls. Whispered the sounds of silence.
Darling, find the key, and there's no one coming to rescue me, so I gotta be my own hero. So I gotta be my own hero. Thank you.
This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Anonymously, so they leave no trail. Never thought I'd have an IRA from overseas, but someone is sending me stationery filled with chimpanzees. Some chimps in swimsuits, some chimps are swinging from a vine, some chimps in jackboots, some chimps that wish they could be my Starsky and Hutch chimps. A chimp who's sitting on the can, a pair of Dutch chimps who send their love from Amsterdam.
Another bus ride with
it's great. He's sending me, maybe she's sending me just to see me get irate. I'm losing sleep and it's really keeping me up all night. I thought it was funny, but now I got money on a monkey fight. Some chimps in hard hats, chimps are working on a chain gang. Some chimps who love cats, burning rubber in a Mustang. A birthday wishing chimp, a chimp in black like a goth, a going fishing chimp, a British chimp in the bar.
Another bus ride.
Some chimps in swimsuits, some chimps in jack boots, some chimps in hard hats, some chimps who love cats. I got some shaved chimps, that's chimps devoid of any hair. I got depraved chimps dressed up in the women's underwear.
And now the postcard with chimpanzees, and everyone is addressed to me. Everyone is addressed to me. Addressed to me.
Thank you.
Good morning. We do apologize for this abbreviated session of Celtic Dawn and Between the Worlds. Tufts, in its brilliance, of course, decided that now that the semester is over, we're going to cut off all card access for everyone. So it took me a little bit to get into the station today. And we also are having a problem with one of our CD players, but it seems to recognize this CD, so we'll give it a whirl.
Thank you.
Good morning. It's 8:43. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Allison Perkins and Nicholas Brown doing O'Connell's Lamentations from their album All Covered with Moss. Before that was Cassie and Maggie from Nova Scotia, who just played a set at the Burren this past week. And that's from their latest album, The Willow Collection, the Sally Garden set. And we started off with John Brennan and Kevin Burke doing the Pound Ridge Sessions. And we heard The Tempest, Lonesome Moonlight Waltz, and Albatross. And that last, they realized, was done in jig time, so they just had to record it on the album. Well, next up, we hope to give you a bit from Lisa Knapp's latest, Till April Is Dead, A Garland of May.
Blushing, I'll steal your rushes away. to take the cares of this life on its back. For our hearts to despondency, we never will submit. And we say, been provided for, and say, will we yet? And say, will we yet? And say, will we yet? For we say, been provided for, and say, will we yet? Here's a health to the farmer, and prosper his plow, rewarding his heart and toil all the year through. For it's seed time and it's harvest we ever will get. For we lip and date a providence, and say, will we yet? And say, will we yet? And say, will we yet? For we lip and date a providence, and say, will we yet? So fill up a tankard of nappy brown ale. It'll comfort a heart and enliven a tale. And we'll be the merrier the longer that we sit. For we drank together many's the time, and say, well, we yet. Let the glass keep its course and go merrily round. For the sun will always rise when the moon it has gone down. When the house is spinning round about, there's time enough to let. When we fell, we aye got up again, and say, will we yet? And say, will we yet? And say, will we yet? When we fell, we aye got up again, and say, will we yet? And say, will we yet? And say, will we yet? For we aye been provided for, and say, will we yet?
Is it sunburn? Is it acne? Do you have irritated eyes? Any one of these signs could mean you have rosacea, often called the great imposter because it can look like so many other conditions. 16 million Americans have rosacea, yet most don't know it. Rosacea typically begins after age 30 as a facial redness that grows increasingly persistent, and tiny blood vessels may appear. Left untreated, bumps and pimples often develop, and in some cases the eyes are affected, appearing watery and bloodshot. If you've been noticing a change in your facial appearance, it may be rosacea, the great imposter. Learn the signs of rosacea: facial redness, visible blood vessels, bumps and pimples, or irritated eyes. If you have any sign of rosacea, see a dermatologist for diagnosis and appropriate treatment before it gets worse. For more information, visit the National Rosacea Society website, rosacea.org.
Thank you.
Good morning. It's 8:59. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Kaylin from their brand new album, Solomon. Just a great band. And that was Irwangerði, which translates as the Lullabies. Prior to that was Cantrip with Say Will We Yet, from Robbie Burns and their own inspiration. And that's from their album, The Crossing. And this was another great band that I got to hear part of their set. By all means, if you get a chance, check out The Burn on Wednesday nights. If you're local, it's almost always Celtic music. And they've almost always got a good live set, plenty of CD releases in the back room.